This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, EB, and JP talking about the Commanders' first preseason game. Final score was 48-18. You didn't see Jaden Daniels. You didn't see most of the top players on the team. In fact, at halftime, Deebo Samuel and Mike Sandstrell, they went to see the Tom Brady statue unveiling.
Right.
I saw some people are upset about that. Like, cares, they're not playing.
It's a preseason.
But
30 guys didn't suit up.
Yes. They commit 15 penalties in the game. So we wanted to know if you're concerned. I wouldn't be concerned about anything right now, to be honest with you. You obviously would rather have good performances by some of these guys, but most of these guys aren't going to be on the final roster.
Yeah, I wouldn't make too much of it, but I would just take note and write down, all right, 15 penalties, pay attention to that. Is that a trend here? What are they doing? Special teams, I think a lot of those guys are actually going to be playing. They were a disaster. You got maybe some kicker issues. I mean, miss one kick, that's no big deal. But if it's on the heels of also not looking great in the joint practice, maybe you have a little something there, you know, where he's just not in a good rhythm to start the season out. There were some bright spots. There were some guys that did good things. Let's listen to Coach Quinn before we go to the calls. So 800-636-1067. What's your concern level? I'll be honest, I don't know that I'm overly concerned, but I was definitely disappointed watching that.
I'm not
I was disappointed.
I'm not concerned in regards to the regular season yet, because like you said, a lot of those guys won't be on the field unless you have injuries. I was just concerned, maybe surprised, that they just weren't ready.
Yeah.
Even the backups, they just weren't ready to play.
I was happy that, I mean, all reports on Amos are huge, and he made some plays. Johnny Newton's been a guy who's had a quiet camp, but he kind of reminded people
he
reminded people why they've been high on him in the past. And I personally could see, I see the life in the explosion a little bit in Bill that everybody's been hyping up. Even though he didn't put up big numbers, I could see that. And you know what? To be honest with you, we didn't mention him. Ja'Cory Brooks made a few plays too.
Yeah.
And he's been at times turning heads. So there are some positives.
I definitely think there's some positives. Defensively, I think you have to be encouraged about the secondary overall. You know, you mentioned Trey Amos, but Noah I apparently played the whole game, and he flashed. And so you have greater depth in the secondary than you had that you can rely on.
Even though we just gave up 48, I do agree with you. All right, let's listen to Coach Quinn.
As certain ones, Nicky, I feel like, man, there's really, you know, strong ones. That sometimes happens. I see that at running back and at tight end. Defensive line. And then there's others. Okay, you know, keep digging. In fact, you know, we have a workout later on this afternoon, you know, post-practice, and, you know, to continue to look at some guys. And one thing I've come to really appreciate about Adam and his staff is, like, there's a chance to get better. We're going to dig in and find ways to do that, and we'll continue to do that.
I don't know who they brought in.
They brought in 15 guys. There
was one of them
receiver.
A kicker?
I'd have to go back and check.
That would be maybe a tough blow for a kicker, is after one preseason game, they bring in competition.
I don't think that somebody that gets a big contract like Gay would have to worry about it after 1 week.
Right.
If he's starting to miss kicks in the regular season.
I think
season.
He's asked about him here. Hold on.
Totally fair question. It's not where we're at, but we've got a lot of faith and belief in Matt, and there's a lot for us to get better at. And at that position, it's technical, and you got to make sure, you know, the issues are really strong and really capable to go, and I'm certain he'll do that.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting. I saw, you know, Gibby had a nice run, Antonio Gibson, against us. I don't know if you guys caught that.
Yeah, of course.
They had a good season last year.
I was getting texts from people. Hey, he's in the wrong uniform.
All right, let's bring out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. You want to be, you know, you want to be balanced. You know, these guys basically, by and large, aren't going to be your contributors, your key contributors. So take it for what it is. But I would say watching that, that was kind of embarrassing. As a Skins fan, even though they're the backups, personally, I was a little bit embarrassed. Let's go to Peter in Atlanta. Peter, what's up? You're all with the Junkies.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Pete.
So, yeah, initially I said when I called in, I told you, I was a bit concerned. I guess concern is probably not the best word. You guys gave a better word, which is disappointed.
Yeah. And
I would say that probably more is what I have to say. Concern wasn't probably the proper term. I mean, the main issue where a game like this shows some issues for me is the special teams. Because like I said, typically, like you said, special teams is mostly backup players anyway. So some of these players may be actually playing out there. Now, the one thing I will say about last year, why I'm not overly worried, is that one thing that I felt the coaching staff did demonstrate last year is having this team ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
That I always felt like the team was ready to play. Even in the losses, they played hard. They played like they knew what was going on. I got to have faith that they're still going to be that when week one starts. This is first week of preseason. A lot of these guys probably aren't going to even be here, and they'll weed out the right ones they need to weed out. But it was a little bit disappointing to see us get trounced like that.
Yeah.
Especially first kickoff of the game, just getting blown up like that.
Well, and they're just not being able to really move the football at all when Hartman was in there.
Right, and one of the things you have to worry about too, and that you're watching for, and this type of thing, is discipline, and all the penalties, and things like that. Sometimes you get a minor bit of concern about that, or like, are these guys not paying attention? Like,
if 15 penalties happen in a regular game, I mean, it's catastrophic.
Right. Yeah, that's a loss. That's a big time loss.
Oh, yeah.
If we have penalties like that,
that
kind of stuff is what I tend to look at in preseason games. And I do have some faith that when it comes down, if I see this in the third preseason game, then I'm really worried. Hmm. But this is the first one.
Let's see. Yeah.
Well, the third one's meaningless. The third one, really, the starters, if they're going to play any significant time, it's going to be the second preseason game, because now the third preseason game is the final preseason.
That's why I think
they shut them down.
I think they'll play some of those guys, maybe not for a long time, but I think they'll see some action first couple series.
I would like to see that.
Wouldn't you like to see those guys?
I would like to see it. All bets are off, though. I don't know what people do anymore.
I know. Well, it just kind of depends on what Quinn's thinking.
I will say this.
Especially because Zach Taylor, the Bengals coach, has already said he's going to throw his starters out there, and he did in the first preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he does. He plays Burrow and Chase and those guys, and Higgins, those guys, for a little bit in the second.
Well, they're desperate to change their mojo because they've started their regular season 0-2, I believe 4 out of the last 5 seasons.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you
So they're trying to change the script. Let me just point this out.
Yeah.
Last year, your preseason standings, the Jets were 3-0. The Jaguars were 3-0. The Titans were 3-0. These are some of the worst teams in the NFL.
Meanwhile, that doesn't matter.
The result doesn't matter.
The result was meaningless. Yeah. I don't care that we lost. What I kind of care about is that we gave up 50, and it was just a bloodbath from the opening kickoff. It was not a contest. For the entire football game, it was not a contest. So they are the backups, and the starters are going to come in. And even in the NFL, in the regular season, you can see totally different teams from week to week. When you're not that great, you could be great 1 week and awful the next. When you're not that great, you know, when you're kind of, you know, anything can happen. But if you want to be a great team, you gotta be way better than that. So we'll see. I still have faith. I mean, the best player arguably in the NFC wasn't even out there. So let's see. Let's wait till we get the guys in there. Let's wait till the real bullets fly. But that maybe it's a good wake-up call. I will say this. Having watched that, I don't know if others had a similar thought, especially now with the preseason being such a joke and so many teams barely playing starters, if any, I feel like we should only be playing halves. Like, that game was interminable.
Yeah,
and
they're
I
long.
Stayed until the end, okay? I watched it until the end. And I'm thinking, like, halftime took forever to come.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, my God. We got to do another half of this?
I couldn't watch
it. It was one thing to be getting smoked. That's fine. But you're watching a bunch of freaking bums. Now, on another level, these guys are all elite athletes.
Sure.
But, you know, largely
guys. As compared to the first string, yeah.
Largely guys that aren't going to have a massive impact in this league. Like, it's not even worth learning their names. And I'm watching this going, how are the coaches tolerating this? I'm freaking bored out of my mind.
Yeah, because they're just, that's what they do. I mean, they've got to look at these guys. But I could only watch the first half. I watched a little bit of the third quarter. I couldn't watch the fourth quarter.
I just hung in there because it's my team.
Yeah.
But it was brutal.
But back to my point about the preseason results, all right? Standings. The Buffalo Bills are one of the best teams in the NFL, right? Last year in their first preseason game, they got blasted by the Bears 33-6.
Mm-hmm.
So similar.
Yeah.
You just got to discard what happened.
I agree. I'm saying it means nothing unless it falls apart, then you point to it, right? That's the only thing. And it doesn't even mean that that's valid. But it's ammunition against you that you save and you put it over here on the shelf. And if they play bad, then he goes, see how they look in the preseason?
Yeah, like if this team leads the NFL in penalty yardage, you know, halfway through the season, you can look back and say, hey, what the heck was going on in preseason? Why were we not back to basics?
Fixing it.
Sure, of course, it can cut both ways.
Yeah.
Like Quinn right now is being lauded for how he treats his veterans. They get a lot of off days, right? Like, I think Von Miller's second day here, he got the day off. He was here for one day, and they're like, veteran day.
Right.
And he gives a lot of guys days off. If they end up not playing well, people are going to say that it was, you know, Club Med training camp, that it was too easy.
Well, that's why I would want to see some of those guys on Monday night.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope they do.
I would like to see, don't you want to see Jaden throw into Debo?
Of course.
I mean, don't you want to see that?
Mitigate not wanting to expose guys unnecessarily. I do want to see it. Of course. As a fan, of course I want to see it.
As a fan, I always get curious to see the rookies. Like Jalen Lane, the speedy guy.
That's
had
another
two
one.
Punt returns that went nowhere.
Yeah, he.
And then he had one target as a receiver.
He didn't really pop. And I'm not going to say it was a bad day.
Yeah.
I heard somebody describe it as great that he might have been kind describing that, you know, he attacked the football. He didn't fair catch it. You know, those are the kind of things you look for. And those guys, you know, they rarely pop anything big, but the potential's there. And then as a receiver, just didn't see anything because you had hot garbage starting the first quarter and a half. And then Josh Johnson, towards the end, you could tell Josh Johnson was trying to get the game over. He wasn't even snapping the ball. Like, he was literally just letting the clock run out. Let's take a break. Let's regroup. Maybe we can find a little more audio. If you want to chime in, what are your concerns? Or are you just like, you know what? You guys are stupid. This means nothing. Zero starters for the most part. We're out there. You can make that argument. I'm not, you know, that's fine.
It's not invalid.
You can make that argument. That game meant nothing. Or you could say, which I thought at a minimum, it was embarrassing. At a minimum, as a fan of the team, I thought it was embarrassing. 800-636-1067. We'll bang out some of your calls. Maybe we'll find some more audio. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Anyway. Talking about the Commanders' first preseason game and whether you're concerned, put that up as the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, they're the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. Zero carbonation, that means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety, 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. So far, 39% say that they're concerned. I wanted to go through some of the tweets from people. You can always hit us up at Junks Radio. Here's one from Real Robert Anderson. He says, I've yet to see this defense play with the speed and intensity that Quinn's defense had his last year in Dallas. They were so fast the ball and rallied so well, it appeared they were playing with 12 players on defense.
I don't know. Well,
you didn't see any of the starters defense.
I saw Jeremy Reeves.
Now, they're older. I get it. So you might not see that even when the starters play.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll look a lot different. They wouldn't have gotten beat 48-18 if the starters were playing.
Right? Here's another one from KB. Tell us if you're concerned. He says, yes, because the team came out flat many times last year. Just gets overlooked because of great fourth quarter wins by JD. And sure enough, the backups came out flat and uninspiring. Way more concerning than score or starters not playing.
I hesitate to say this because should I say what I was telling you guys during the break? So I was telling Valdez, I was like, I don't think I want to say this on the air because, you know, it's a cheap shot. So I'll admit right now, I'm kind of making a cheap shot. But I was kind of put off by like B-Rob, who's been on our show a million times, who's like fighting for his professional life. And he was dressed like he was freaking Bono or something. Like, you know, he had the sunglasses on. He had a chain. I don't even think Mr. T would wear. And it just looked like this guy just thought he was the world's biggest rock star was he was on the sideline. That's fine. Enjoy your day off and, you know.
Instead of wearing just a regular t-shirt.
No, it just be you. That's fine. I don't care. It just, there was just like a moment of like, but this guy, I think he's like Emmett Smith or something. Like, does he think he's Walter Payton? I you know, you got a seventh rounder is fighting to try to take your job. Yeah. And I don't know. For some reason, that bothered me a little. That just bothered me. Because this is a team that's won nothing. We had a good season last year. We won nothing. You kind of had a disappointing season last year. And it's a cheap shot.
And then you see Zach Ertz and Bobby Wagner just wearing
They're a little more down-to-earth. A little bit more down-to-earth. And listen, I think Brian's a fine guy. I'm just telling
you. He just didn't like it.
It's just a cheap shot. I admit it's a cheap shot. But it rubbed me the wrong way. That's all.
I can tell.
Well, a lot of guys wear sunglasses at night in stadiums. You got the bright lights shining on your face. I don't think it was that big. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
I think people are just way too hard on Brian Robinson. I've been hearing for a month now about Bill. And, I mean, the guy's playing against fourth stringer, and I saw nothing from him.
Brian Robinson is so far ahead on the depth chart than Bill right now.
Well, everyone's got to relax
about
that.
It's not close.
It's not close. You're so right.
Because we thought it was kind of close based on what we heard in the practices. It's not close.
Listen, It's just
B-Rob's the guy.
I'm not
right
saying
now.
That Bill is a starter or anything. I'm just saying he's the guy that's getting all the attention.
Right.
And you're a guy that has it's been solid, but has not lit the world on fire. You know, Cakes has already got you looking for work, and literally in about 4 months you're looking for work.
Yeah. Well, Cakes has Bill as the starter in like week two or three.
Yeah.
But
I would say this about Cakes. Forget about Bill. He's probably right. Brian probably won't be here unless he's willing to take some sort of minimum salary deal. He probably won't be here next year.
Okay.
So.
But he's going to be here this year, and you got to rely on him.
Fair. I just thought he was playing the rock star thing a little bit too much for me.
You're put off by his job security.
Just by his confidence. Okay. A little bit too much confidence for a guy that rushes for 800 yards every year. That's all. A little bit too much confidence.
All right, let's see what the fans think.
All right, let's go to... But admittedly, that is a cheap shot by me. It means nothing. Admittedly, I'm admitting it's a cheap shot. Just telling you my inner thoughts.
Yeah, you're put off.
A little bit put off. I like a little more humble, just down to earth. And I think he's a down to... I'm not saying he's not a humble guy. But it's just the image of that is just like, what, you guys think you're a freaking rock star? Like,
it also doesn't help that you're giving up 50.
Yeah, we're giving up 50.
You know, he doesn't play defense.
True. It's true. All right, let's go to...
Is this your backwards hat bit? Your Colin Cowherd backwards hat bit?
It might be my Colin Cowherd thing.
It wouldn't have bothered Eric if the game was like Osaka and you're putting the boots to the Patriots.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
You needed somebody to lash out at.
But did you do a fit check on all of the players?
Yeah, he said Bobby Wagner was dressed modestly.
I think most
Wagner was. I mean, most of those guys were.
Wearing team gear.
Just wearing T-shirt. It's fine. Whatever. It's a different culture.
I didn't even know.
I'm an old washed guy.
I noticed that he had the sunglasses. I just didn't notice what his shirt was.
I didn't even notice his shirt. But he had a chain that looked like as thick as my fist. Like, you know, this massive thing. Whatever. It's his life. I'm making a cheap shot. Mm-hmm. I admit it. Just telling you, it just kind of irked me. This guy thinks he's freaking Walter Payton. We can barely, you know, get 4 yards a carry. All right, let's go to Dennis. Dennis in Reston, 800-636-1067.
Good morning.
Hey, what's
up? Morning, Dennis.
How you guys doing?
Hey, it's a Monday.
What's up?
Oh, okay, that's good because that game was a debacle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's so many things I could say. There's so many things and so many things everybody could say. But, you know, I'm going to pick out one thing. And I don't even know if you guys will zero in on it or pick. But this is one of the things that pissed me off the most about that game. And his name, and you guys are going to think this is insignificant. I know you are. But his number was number 22, and his name was Vigors. And that guy's that guy's display of tackling just was a display of the whole team, the whole game, okay? And you know what? By not having Terry there, and I know even if Terry was signed, I know he wouldn't even have been on the field that night. Mm-hmm. But you know what? This is a direct reflection of the whole thing. And you know what? These coaches deserved it. They deserved it, what they got, and I hope they I'm just pissed off about it because they did not have this team ready. They did not have the team ready at all. And Adam Peters, if he doesn't get Terry – And if there's some person that's down there other than Adam Peters, some little guy wearing glasses in some dark office somewhere, okay, and I wear glasses too, so, but anyway, if there's some guy out there who's that we don't know about who's really screwing this deal up with Terry, he needs to be fired, okay?
Man, anyway, Dennis, you went from 0 to 60 in like two seconds.
I'm pissed off.
It's a preseason game. It's a preseason game.
That guy needs to be fired today. He needs to be fired today. He's taking people with his arms and trying to throw them down. And even the commentators that night made a big point of it. He sucks, and he's got to go today. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. I know that he's been a favorite of Keim. Keim's really loved him in camp, although, you know, he admitted it's like that wasn't a good showing for him.
Right.
So we'll see. You know, it's preseason. It's one game. You know, try not to get too carried away. But it's not great to go out there and have a 50 spot dropped on you.
He's a third team corner.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get too carried away.
Let's go to Reggie in Silver Spring. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Reggie, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi, Reggie.
I'm really disappointed. I'm embarrassed, actually. And right. I'm tired of hearing the fact that it's a preseason game.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't play our starters. We played our reserves. We played our rookies. But we had almost 100 yards in penalties, no discipline, no offense. And the coach is saying, yeah, it's just preseason. I've seen other teams this weekend at least play their starters for a series or two. You know, you got to get in the groove. And I'm sitting here watching, like you said, the guys with the big chains and the sunglasses and just chilling on, you know, pizza on the sideline. We're not ready, guys. I'm telling you. I took my jersey and I turned it inside out, man. We're not ready.
Wow.
Man. All right, thank you. It did make
Have you lost faith already after what you saw last season from Quinn, Peters, and the players on the field? Don't you think they've been through this rodeo a million times before?
Yes.
I mean, what is this? Probably Dan Quinn's 30th training camp?
Yes. But you just would hope that they would just show out better. It's a reflection on the whole entire organization. When you go out there and get smoked like that, those guys are representing us, even though it's going to be only be for a few weeks. They're representing our organization and went out there and laid an egg.
They're just looking at the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is they want their starters ready.
I agree.
They want them healthy, number one.
I agree.
And they're getting their reps in practice.
I agree. And, you know, there were some very, very positive things from the joint practices. Jaden being one of them. Jaden looked sharp, just continuing his development. And I think he's going to elevate the entire team, right, when he's in there. But they've also said in these joint practices that the receivers are lacking at the top end. Without Terry in there, it's like jarring. Like, they're noticing it. We're not being as productive through the passing game without them. It's relying on Zach Ertz, dump-offs to Austin Eckler, maybe a little Luke McCaffrey. Like, it's not scary. Little Debo.
Yeah.
It's not scary.
They miss Deami Brown?
That's why I want to see a couple of those first-team receivers Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're not going to see Terry. But I'd certainly want to see Debo.
I don't expect big things from him this year, but Luke McCaffrey caught one ball, right? Mm-hmm. Sam Hartman threw it like 3 yards behind him on a quarterback screen.
I think also maybe did Luke even like stop halfway through the game because he was sick? I think Luke McCaffrey played that game.
Under the weather.
Yes.
I read that.
All right, let's go to Kevin in D.C. Kevin, what's up, buddy? You're over the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Comments.
Yeah.
One, wait till you get a bigger contract, the chain going to get bigger. Two, it's 30 players that play. Half of the players are going to be on the practice squad. I think we're reading into it a little too much.
That's fair. Fair.
Number five wasn't on the field, guys.
No, I know.
Right.
I know. But still.
Half of the guys are going to be practice squad players will release. So we're reading into it a little too much.
100%. I totally agree with what you're saying. But you're representing the organization. 15 penalties ain't a great look. You did have basically, until proven otherwise, you're starting special teams out there. They got smoked on the opening play. You bring in a new kicker. He embarrasses us. I mean, there are some things that
he wasn't embarrassing.
About.
He missed one kick.
I mean, yeah, but he's our big signee.
Okay, I mean, how many guys miss kicks in preseason? I mean, it happens all the time.
They do.
That wasn't embarrassing. I wouldn't call it embarrassing.
All right,
he didn't go 0-for-3.
All right, maybe I'm being a little harsh on
him. I think you are.
Maybe I'm being
He made his other field goal, and he made the extra point.
I love kickers. I love kickers, but that was a little
bit
disappointing.
Let's not kill Matt Gay just yet.
Yeah.
Now, if he's missing critical kicks in week one or week two, all right, different story.
All right.
You're a little let down.
Well, you just want to say, can you just rip one? Just rip one. Rip the first one. I don't know.
Hit a 37-yarder.
Let's go to Joe in Bowie. Joe, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. How are you, my friend?
Hey, man, I just want to call and it's talked about how people just overreact in this whole thing. I remember when the Skins with Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. The year they lose all the time. Yeah, I know.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, we get it.
They lost 45-0 to the Jets at the University of South Carolina, a game they played down there. It's just crazy.
Understood. It's still embarrassing.
So when you watched the game, you weren't
disappointed.
You weren't
embarrassed a little bit.
No, I was. I was.
That's all.
Good Lord, I don't think the season's over.
Nobody said that. We just said it's embarrassing.
You're saying have some perspective.
I mean, was this the biggest blowout in the preseason? Had to have been.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just saying I watched it, and I was disappointed, I was embarrassed, and I couldn't wait for the longest game in the history of the world to end.
I hear you, man. Yeah. I was definitely disappointing, but I don't think the season's done. So
nobody's saying that. I'm just saying you do store it though, and you put it on your dresser, and you go, if they start committing penalties all over, you're going to say we saw signs of that in the first preseason game. Hey, remember, even in practice, they made a big to do about Jaden throwing a guy out of the huddle because of jumping offside.
That did happen. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know what lineman it was, but it did
happen.
I actually
think it was a receiver.
Oh, okay.
I think it was a receiver. It might have been Moore. I'm not sure.
Chris Moore.
I thought it was an offensive lineman, but anyway, they did make a big deal out of that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Jason, hey, listen, it was the biggest blowout.
Here's the other thing
that Jets
I know.
Won by 20.
Yeah.
Of course, the Commanders lost by 30.
Yeah.
Here's the one thing I do know, but this is a hallmark of a bad team. I'm totally used to going out there and being humiliated and then playing a totally different game the next week. And, like, knocking off, the Steelers when they're 11-0. Or, stealing one against Philly somehow. Like, I'm used to that. I'm used to losing to, like, a Bengals or some team I had no regard for back in the day. A Browns team or something. And then the next week, like, against Green Bay and freaking Aaron Rodgers being there, getting a win. But that's the mark of a bad team. A good team shows up every week. Again, these are bums, relatively speaking. I understand that.
Well,
but I just want a little consistency.
But you even want your bums to play really well.
To not jump offside.
Well, I mean, these guys are trying to win jobs.
Yes.
So I would think that the bums, that you call them the bums, would make enough plays to say, you know what, Coach DQ, I deserve to be on this roster.
Right. They're not here to go through the motions.
Yeah.
They want to put good tape out there.
Right.
They want to play well.
Those guys put a lot of bad tape
out
there.
Yeah, I know.
They put a lot of bad tape.
But again,
it doesn't mean anything at this point for week one. It means literally zero this point.
But would you say the overreaction is coming from last season was an amazing season, and now football's back, and you're kind of ready and you're anxious, and then all of a sudden it was
opening kickoff,
well, dud,
there's a little bit of concern in the back of my mind. Maybe nobody else will say this.
No, but you were ready for football. You have an optimistic view on this season.
Let's be competitive.
And it was, yeah, and
Let's
then all of a sudden,
let's actually have a drive or two. But Hartman was so bad. But there's a little bit of concern in the back of my mind that, and again, these are guys aren't even playing, so you got to always temper it. But sometimes teams, they win a Super Bowl or something, and then they have that hangover the next year, right? They just kind of a dud follow-up season. Yeah. So we didn't win a Super Bowl, but we had a kind of like a shocking
NFC
season.
NFC Championship.
I've labeled us the sexiest team in the league. Everyone's all in on DQ. Everyone's all in on Jaden. Everyone's all in on everybody. There's a little bit of fear in the back of your mind until proven otherwise. I hope we could live up to it in back-to-back years.
You can always spin the season how you want to. Last year they were 7-5. And then they ripped off 5 straight. And in those 5 straight games, they beat Will Levis. They beat Trey Lance. They beat essentially Kenny Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
They had a fortunate run. They beat Spencer Rattler.
But then
and
the
Jake
counter
Hainer.
Is they beat a good Buccaneers team.
Yes.
And they beat a dominant Lions team.
Right.
They embarrassed them.
Yes.
That's the team I want to see every week.
Yes.
That's the team I want to
see. The team that never punts.
All right, 800-636-1067. Bang out your calls when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, let me tell you about AAA. Commanders fans, this is it for you. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. You get all the benefits of AAA, like 24/7 roadside assistance, plus 15% off Commanders gear at an online pro shop. Chances to win game tickets, access to exclusive MVP events, and unforgettable experiences. Already a AAA member? Add the Commanders MVP upgrade free. Head to AAA.com/commanders to join the squad and put your fandom in drive. Welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Chunky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. A little bit later in the show, Tom Lavero is going to join us, talk some Commanders, talk about what's going on with the stadium. Also, Mike Rizzo, we kind of learned via social media what we always suspected, that the story of Rizzo's firing is they did want him to fire Davey, and he said no. We kind of suspected that, but that kind of news has leaked that there was an ultimatum, and Rizzo said no, and then they said, okay, we'll just fire both of you.
Right.
So we'll talk to Tom Lavero about that. Kevin McCarthy's going to join us coming up at 9:45 on the movies. And I opened the show talking about my trip a little bit, which I guess you talked about while I was gone. One thing which I noticed while I was in Europe, they really don't have many obese people. You know how we have so many people that are overweight, and this is why. I was served the lasagna that was the size probably of the palm of my hand.
Yeah, but I've heard other things too, that you can have big meals. First of all, people walk a lot more around.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of other factors.
Also, there's less stuff in the food.
There's less stuff in the food. There's a lot of that, but I'm telling you, the portion sizes when you get your entree are so small compared to what we're used to here. Well, you know, by comparison, on Saturday night, we went out, my wife and I, to Uncle Julio's, which is a great spot. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know. We have just a table just for the two of us, and they just kept bringing out, like, I got the fajitas, and then there's a side, and there's a side, and then there's a rice, and there's, I mean, it was so much food.
I told this story last week. My wife was at the doctor for a checkup and everything. She said, oh, you know, looking good. Everything's good. Your weight's down. Your blood, you know, all your numbers are looking good. And then they kind of were just talking about, like, you know, our culture. And she's like, we just eat way too much food than we need. Way too much. Like, on average, the average person just is, we don't need that much food.
Right.
And we talked about, now, like, you don't want to necessarily be like Machine Gun Kelly. But we talked about this. Machine Gun Kelly's eating like one meal a day, like every 2-3 days. Now, he looks gaunt.
He's super skinny.
So that's the other side of it. But the point is, we, as a culture, we eat way too much.
You're right. And they, and look, I was in the mountains, which is a little different. We went on a couple hikes, but I'm there with my cousins who are older than me, 66 and 70, I believe. And my cousin Danielle's husband, Ugo, is 75. He's walking on the side of a cliff like for a mile. Like, you would have been miserable on that. So walking part of it, but I mean, I had this lasagna. I couldn't believe it. They brought out this lasagna. I was like, that's it? It was like three bites.
Yeah.
Literally three bites.
That's how it is sometimes. All right, let's pass on this.
And they don't have the fast food restaurants every block.
No.
You know? I mean, I noticed that when I was in Italy, too.
Mm-hmm. How much the smaller size or just
the thinner people.
Yeah. All right.
But I don't know. I mean, if they're all Italians, they could be from anywhere.
Yeah. When you're staying in Lake Como, it's probably 90% tourists.
Yeah. But they were.
I mean, both the spots.
But I'm guessing most of them were Europeans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 800-636-1067. If you want to bang out some of your calls, if you want to chime in on the Commanders week one of the preseason game, do you have any concerns? Or you just, it's week one, it's preseason, literally means nothing. I think you can make either argument. Let's go to Marcus in College Park. Marcus, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Thank you for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
You know, I get it. It's first game of the preseason. I get it. But what I didn't was put off a little bit about was the clowning around going on during the game when you're getting your brains beat out by 30. Look, I get it that these players that started the game aren't the first liners. But if you get in the NFL, you're a pretty good football player still. Mm-hmm. And to have a lack of focus like they did with the amount of penalties, the drop passes, the special teams gas, that's not good. Mm-hmm. And if they expect just to flip a switch and beat really good football teams, that ain't going to happen. I expect to see an improvement in 10 days. But a little less clowning around on the sidelines like you're winning by 30 and not getting your butt kicked by 30. Thanks a lot, man.
Right. Thank you, Marcus. Appreciate it. I can't remember, Valdez, did you play the clip of Coach talking about the standard? Yeah, if you want to play it, just tell me when you get it. You got it? Let's hear it.
Yeah, we have a process. So we like to, after the game, discuss it all. We call it Tell the Truth Monday. And it's a time not to place blame, but to show the examples of what went right, what didn't, what needs addressing, how do we work on that? And then lastly, and probably most important, like, what's the action you're going to put behind it? To say, if this happened, or this technique, or this false start, or this penalty, acknowledging it is one thing. But then, like, now here's the individual plan to say, this can't repeat the mistake. And that's process that I like to put together with them. And knowing, hey, this is style, identity. We have to have that part right first, above all. Penalties and, you know, field position and, you know, not getting enough takeaways, being minus, like, those are all things that contribute, you know, to why we didn't win. But above all else, I want to make sure our play style is right. The running, the hitting, the physicality, like, that's above everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a good thing. Because it's a way that
like
they can
wake up call?
Show their message.
It's like a wake-up call?
You know what I mean? Like, maybe guys are riding high that they finished 12-5 and made it all the way to the NFC Championship. So it's a little bit of a wake-up call and says, hey, look, we still got things to work on. You can't sleep on this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Ron. Ron, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, Ron.
What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, look, you know, that's what I was going to hit on. They keep these damn t-shirts with all of these sayings on it. The standard is the standard anywhere, anytime, anybody. And if you have standards set, you don't have those kind of performances. You just don't. Now, if you do have them, the other thing I wanted to mention was, is the second string that bad? Because maybe they gave all out performance, they just don't have the talent.
I don't know.
And then
maybe.
But the other thing is this, gentlemen. You know, we had some rookies out there, but this team seems to like veterans. Most veterans don't care about preseason. And they don't put in the effort that they would put in on the regular game. So there could be a multitude of problems here. But as far as the guys joking and laughing on the sideline, what do you want them to do? You know, you want them to cuss the teammates out when they come off the field? We don't know whether they cancel them once they get off the field. We just didn't catch it.
Yeah.
You know,
all right.
So
fair enough.
It's one game. It's one game, but it still means something because you had a lousy performance, and that's not the standard.
Yeah, it's just kind of embarrassing. At the minimum, you have to acknowledge it's embarrassing. You put that tape out there and that you're representing the organization, even if you're never going to suit up. This is your chance to make a play, and far too many guys weren't able to live up to the standard. And that's embarrassing.
Well,
that's all.
I'd love to ask the coaches, when you pushing standards every day, how can you have a performance like this?
Yeah.
That's what I'd love to ask. They can't be burnt out. They don't practice that long. They don't practice 2 days.
No,
they practice
those are
an hour and a half.
Well, maybe that's
you
part
know,
of the
so
problem.
Thanks, guys. Hey,
Have a good week.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. Thank you. Listen, again, I'm used to this team being completely different week to week, especially when you don't have 30 of your main guys. It's almost ridiculous. You could have 29 of your main guys and not have Jaden and be totally different.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? He's so critical. But you didn't have Jaden and 29 other guys that you're expecting to be out on the field getting significant reps, majority of the game playing time type guys. So, again, we understand that. But it's just a little bit embarrassing. I was put off by it, and I thought it was the world's longest preseason game. And I mean, watch any other preseason games and have that feeling? Because I watched a little bit of some of these others, and I also thought they were interminable.
I'm not watching fourth quarters of a lot of these games.
I just had it on the background.
Just watching
You know, and I was like, man, these games take forever. Like, I literally think now preseason should be 3 games of a half. It's impossible to watch.
But they want to see their guys.
2 joint practices. 3 games of a half.
But we clamor for it.
If you're not going to play the starters.
We clamor for the preseason to get here when we're going through the dry weeks of June and July.
You clamor for the season to start.
Well, yeah, but when the preseason starts, we're kind of excited. I mean, we were excited for the opening practice day on July 23rd.
Of course.
We want to talk about it.
Yeah, because you get to hear reports. It's starters versus starters. Yeah. That's actually better.
So when the games – and you don't get to see them in practice, but when the games start, you're kind of excited to see what some of these younger guys, even the backups. But when they get beat by 30, you're saying, oh, it's just – and especially the second halves of these games are awful.
I mean, just interminable. But I can't say
but
that
I'm,
word enough.
I'm kind of looking forward to next Monday night to see if – Quinn plays some starters, including
they're going to put the most vanilla stuff out there.
I know. I just want to see it.
That's the other part.
I just want to see it.
It's just going to put like nothing out there.
I'm surprised so many people say they're concerned. 40% of people in our poll say they're concerned.
Well, it's just
embarrassing. The Chiefs were in the Super Bowl last year. They lost each of their games, and they got blasted in some of them in the preseason last year.
You can mock me, but the last 2 times we've played, they're basically giving up 50 spots.
Yes, I will mock you on that one. You're going to connect the NFC Championship game to the preseason.
I've been locked in and watched my team play. We've gotten smoked.
800-636-1067 is the number. Tom Lavera is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll talk about the Nationals. Will the Learners ever sell this team? We'll talk some more Commanders and more here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.